If you're looking for trouble, belly up to the bar, because you just entered the baddest biker bar in the investment world. This is the Danger Zone. Yes, welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we get the latest take from the experts at New Constructs, where they bring together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They do it by digging in at the footnotes level of all of the statements and then working their way up. And what they find frequently is that the numbers you see when you take that approach are very different from the skin deep level numbers that most people look at. And if they're misleading and they work in your favor, well, that would make a stock or a fund attractive. But if they work against you, well, then that means you're looking at a situation that's dangerous. You can find out more about how it works by going to newconstructs.com. David Trainer is the founder and president at New Constructs. David, great to have you back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
For Donahue Four Lines Momentum Fund.
Danger, danger.
The Donahue Four Lines Momentum Fund, ticker symbol MOJAX, M-O-J-A-X. I mean, you don't necessarily like momentum plays when it comes to stocks, so I can't imagine that you're going to necessarily like a momentum factor fund. Is that the basic problem, is that it's a whole bunch of momentum stocks, all of which get bad scores?
Yeah, that's a big part of it for sure. The other part is that, look, it's really underperformed. It's not worked. And they claim to actually do some valuation and fundamental analysis, but it's clear that none of that is making it through to the underlying stock picks.
Is this one of those cases where somebody says, I've got a great idea, and it works when they wind up back testing it or they do the other stuff, and then they have to do it in the real world? And in the real world, you got to pay the bills and you got to keep the lights on. So is the problem here the expense ratio, and that, like, the idea looks good until you have to put it under an expense ratio for a small fund?
We're showing total annual costs for MOJAX of about 494 basis points, 4.94%. It's underperformed its benchmark as of the 1 year quarter end average total, average annual total return, underperformed by 614 basis points. And the S&P, it's underperformed over that same period by 606 basis points. It's also underperformed over the 3 and 5 year periods. So it appears to be underperforming by significantly more than even its high fees. So it looks like a little bit of both bad stocks and high fees.
It is a fund that has done well in its Morningstar peer group. Morningstar considers it a tactical allocation fund. The fund is up double digits year to date. It had a good year last year, at least relative to other funds in the peer group, and it gets 5 stars. Help us understand how out of whack you think the holdings are and what you think that means for the fund moving forward.
A lot of times, Chuck, we really care about relative holdings and performance and fees. And so, you know, look, if you're going to get worse performance than the index and you're going to pay more and you're going to have lower quality holdings, we just have a problem with that, right? So it sort of doesn't matter how good the absolute performance is. Why are you paying extra if you can't even beat the iShares Russell 3000? And then we dig a little deeper and we see that the Donahue Four Lines Momentum Fund has higher allocations to unattractive stocks and lower allocations to attractive and very attractive stocks. You know, there's no upside here. Like, this is, it's underperforming, it costs more, and it's got worse holdings. So we just see, look, man, sell it. You know, it's like, we can't come up with a good reason to buy this.
You know, we were talking about expenses, and I should have said at that point that when you're talking about MOJAX, M-O-J-A-X, you are looking at the A shares and you factor the load, the sales charge, into what you consider the expenses to be. And some people say, well, you know, you've got ongoing expenses, worry about that. Well, I'll just point out, this fund, their ongoing adjusted expense ratio is 2.25%. So even if you took the load out of there, which you can't really do in terms of you're going to pay it, you would wind up with this fund being expensive.
Yeah, look, we're taking into account the load, the expense ratio, as well as transaction costs. right? Most folks don't realize that the transaction costs get passed to the investors. You could have two funds have the same exact strategy and really hold a lot of the same stocks. But if one of them is trading in and out a bunch, maybe in order to curry favor with their brokers and get to go to the chalet in the Alps, it's going to be a lot more expensive and underperform for you compared to the fund where there isn't a lot of trading. So transaction costs matter.
And this fund has turnover that's above 200%. And by the way, for folks who want to know what their funds are charging for trading or how much they're paying in trading costs, that's in the Statement of Additional Information, which is technically part two of the prospectus. And you only get that if you ask for it or you go find it on a fund company's website. They will not send it to you otherwise. So if it's information you want, you got to go hunting, and it's not easy to get to.
Yeah, that's one of the things I'm proud of, you know, that New Constructs does. We want to give people one version of the truth that takes into account everything. It's kind of what we do in the footnotes for individual stocks, which we're doing in the footnotes for a fund, giving you full transparency, eyes wide open, understanding this is how expensive it is. Because 200% turnover, Chuck, you don't need that. Like, that's wasting people's money.
One of the criticisms of Morningstar, and particularly the star ratings, is that they tend to be backward looking. What you are always trying to do is look forward. But again, it's not easy to come up with the valuations that you might, if we were talking about a stock, when you're talking about a fund, especially a fund with this much of a moving target as a portfolio. Is there an expectation for what you think this fund can or will do moving forward?
You know, just looking at the allocations and the holdings, I would expect it to do about the same as the iShares Russell 3000, right? Which is why you don't need to be paying a lot more money, because the iShares Russell 3000, I think is going to cost you as opposed to 4.94% in total annual cost. The iShares Russell 3 is going to be 0.22%. That's part of why we're raising the red flag here. The forward-looking nature of our ratings, I think, is quite solid and reliable. I mean, it's just based on the stocks that the fund holds. So to the extent you think our ratings work on stocks, then I think our ETF and mutual fund ratings would do well too. We basically look at them like a stock, but that stock is a function of all the stocks within the fund. And so you get a rating like that. Then we overlay costs because, you know, two funds with the exact same holdings and allocations with different costs, obviously the one with higher costs will underperform. And so that's, you know, we do those things, but that's, I think, creates the best ETF and mutual fund rating system in the business.
David, you know, I love the research because I've had you on the show for over a decade now. It's just that you're analyzing the stocks, but with 200%+ turnover, they are turning over pretty quickly. So it's easy when you're looking at the index fund as a comparison, because you know what they're going to have all the time. These guys, not that you would expect them to suddenly go, oh, let's just change this off and suddenly go buy all the attractive stocks, because they haven't shown any proclivities for that. But I have to imagine there's a different challenge when you're looking at a fund like this than if you were looking at an index fund or something pretty plain vanilla.
It makes it even riskier. They're turning stuff over all the time. What are they doing? Why are you doing that? You don't have any conviction and it's expensive. Clearly, you're adding another almost 50 basis points a year in costs and just trading fees. To me, that's bad governance. And you run away from that because you don't have to put yourself in that position. I feel like that's something that investors miss all the time, Chuck. They don't have to buy these bad funds. They don't have to pay attention to Wall Street research that is conflicted. When I say conflicted, research analysts get paid to write positive reports. They get fired when they write negative reports. You can check the headlines on this. So it's not even a conflict. It's counter-incentive, right? And investors, they don't have to rely on this stuff. There are better sources of research. You don't have to keep the wool on your eyes.
And I would bet, David, that of all of the factors, you know, low volatility, quality, value and growth, et cetera, that momentum is probably your least favorite. Having talked to you for years, I would imagine that momentum would be your least favorite of the factors.
Yeah. Nobody's ever called me the smartest guy in the world, but I think maybe FOMO might be worse. Fear of missing out, maybe, but that's just like another version of momentum.
I was going to say, that's momentum too. And it's all why the Donahue Four Lines Momentum Fund, MOJAX for the A-shares, is the pick for the Danger Zone. David, great stuff. As always, thanks so much for joining me. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Chuck. Good to be with you.
David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. And if you want to learn more about how they do their evaluations and what they're thinking about your favorite stocks or funds, go to newconstructs.com. And we are heading for home on this edition of Money Life. Up next, Kathy Boyle from Chapin Hill Advisors is here for the market call. So stick around. We'll be right back. And you don't want to miss it.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.